Over the past 2 years, Telstra has advertised that it could provide NBN download speeds of up to 100 megabits per second and maximum upload speeds of 40 megabits per second. But an investigation by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission found many Telstra customers were not receiving the high speeds they paid for. The corporate monitoring body found that 56% of fibre-to-the-node customers, or more than 26,000 people, on the top 100 per 40 megabits per second plan were unable to achieve those speed levels. Nearly 10,000 of those customers couldn't even reach half of that speed. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims says it was bad conduct from Telstra.
There's certainly been misleading conduct in our view. I mean, when you activate a customer, all the retailers know that they get told by NBN what speed the line can support. So by continuing to take money when you know the line can't support it, that is misleading behaviour.
The investigation was prompted after Telstra came forward to notify the ACCC. Mr Sims says Telstra has offered to refund its 42,000 customers.
So Telstra have today agreed to provide remedies to those people, which will often be refunds, exit the plan without any fee, go to another plan. In addition, they've offered not to do it again, meaning that when they sign someone up, they'll check the line, that the line can support the plan that's been sold, and if not, put people on a different plan or allow them to exit.
The ACCC is asking all providers to advertise its expected typical speeds, especially during the peak period between 7 to 11pm. Mr Sims says the latest investigation has prompted the ACCC to investigate other retail service providers selling NBN plans and take enforcement action where appropriate.
We're now going to approach most other retailers to get them either to sign a similar undertaking with remedies not to do it again, or there's a very real threat of court action.
Tom Godfrey, spokesperson for the consumer group Choice, says he suspects Telstra is not the only retailer misleading customers.
When it comes to problems with the NBN, it's really the tip of the iceberg. There are plenty of other retailers out there who've been spruiking super fast broadband and under-delivering. So I think we can expect in the weeks and months ahead that many more retailers are going to come forward and consumers are going to get more remedies.